This morning, we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the story of the liberation of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great teacher and scholar in the land of Navadvip. But later, in his life, he moved to Purushottam Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. And there he became the most adored and sought after of all scholars in all of the world. He was a student of the philosophy of Sripad Shankaracharya. And thus he interpreted the Shastras according to the Mayavad interpretation. But his intelligence was so great that the people of the world considered him the living embodiment of Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master and teacher of the Devatas. Even the greatest, most learned sannyasis would travel long, long distances to become his student. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, upon seeing the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, he fell unconscious in divine ecstasy. At that time, the guards of the temple, thinking him some sort of pretender, were about to beat him and physically kick him out of the temple. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could see very uncommon symptoms of spiritual emotion in the body of Sri Chaitanya. Although he had never seen him before, the beauty of his charming golden form captivated the heart of Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the guru for practically all of Jagannath Puri, including one of his disciples was the king, Maharaj Prataparudra. So therefore, whatever he said was considered the authority of God. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ordered the guards to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his own residence. There he began to very carefully analyze the condition of the Lord, and he found that there was no symptoms of life. There was no pulse, there was no heartbeat, there was no breath. He had never seen such uncommon features in anyone. But at the same time, he did not look dead. He took some very, very fine cotton and put it before his nose and saw the finest fibers slightly moving, so he could understand that this young sannyasi is still living. And according to the scriptural instructions, he began to try to bring him out of his state of samadhi. But nothing was successful. Until sometime later, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda, they arrived in Jagannath Puri Dham, and they heard the news that a young sannyasi had fallen unconscious in the temple and was brought to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So they immediately came to that place, knowing the only way to bring the Lord out of his ecstatic trance was the loud chanting of the holy name. So they began to chant with great, great intensity, fearing that the Lord would leave them if they did not bring him back as soon as possible. And with a tumultuous roar, they all began to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after a long time, to the great amazement of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Suddenly the Lord leaped into the air and began to cry out, Hari, Hari, crying tears of ecstasy. And then he could see he was associating again with his devotees as well as with strangers. So although he was beside himself in the ecstasy of love upon seeing his first darshan of Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, he became very calm and peaceful. Sarvabhauma was thinking that this young boy, he has taken sannyas at such a premature age, it will be very difficult for him to maintain his vows. So therefore he immediately accepted the Lord just like his own son. And he explained to the Lord that unless you are very, very well equipped with thorough knowledge of the Vedanta Sutra, you will not be able to overcome the temptations of Maya in this age of Kali Yuga. So being the great scholar as I am, out of concern for you, I will teach you. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being most humble and benevolent, allowed Sarvabhauma to engage in this service. Meanwhile, Gopinath Acharya, who was a very, very great and pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understood his divine position as Krishna avatar. So he began to explain to Sarvabhauma that you do not understand. He is God, you cannot teach him. He has nothing to learn from you. You are nothing but a dry logic scholar. You have no devotion. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, what do you mean he is God? He is not God. According to Shastra, God is Tri Yuga. He only appears in three Yugas. He does not appear in Kali Yuga. Gopinath Acharya began to explain that he is called Tri Yugi because he appears in three Yugas as he is and claims himself to be God. But in Kali Yuga, he comes hidden in the guise of a devotee. Therefore, he is only very indirectly and secretly spoke about in the scriptures. But being a great scholar of Vedanta, you should know these things. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would not accept. And then Gopinath Acharya said that your heart is simply contaminated by empty logic. Only when you are touched by the divine mercy of the Lord will you understand him as he is. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, all right, let us see. So then for many, many days, I believe it was 7 days, every day, he instructed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the precepts of Vedanta Sutra in the Jagannath temple. And Lord Chaitanya very quietly listened and did not say a word. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked at the end of his narration that every day I have explained, you have not asked a single question. You have not raised any points for clarification. I do not know if you are listening or not listening. What is in your mind? Do you understand what I have spoken? Lord Sri Gaurasundara replied, my dear Sarvabhauma, the Vedanta Sutra is very easy to understand. It is written by Srila Vyasadeva. It is the commentary of the Vedic literatures. It is as clear to see the truth through the Vedanta Sutra as it is seeing the sun in the middle of the day. But your interpretation is like a dark black cloud obscuring the real meaning. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, what? How can you say this? If you have a better interpretation, then you tell me. So then Lord Chaitanya, being very humble, said, with your permission, I will proceed. And then he began to explain the Vedanta Sutra philosophy in such a way that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has never heard before. And he completely crippled, defeated every point of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only through pure devotion can you attain him, his mercy. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand that only Krishna himself could come up with such an interpretation. And he realized that this is the highest truth. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went back to his home. Before that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him his divine form, standing with six arms, Isad Bhuja, the form of Krishna, Rama, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing this beautiful form, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell down in full prostration and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had brought him some nice Jagannath Prasad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rose from his bed and immediately called out, "Krishna, Krishna." And without even washing his hands or his mouth, he began to eat the Prasad. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very surprised to see this. He said, "You are a great Brahman who follows all the Brahminical principles very strictly. A Brahman is never allowed to put anything in his mouth before washing it properly and taking bath." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted a verse from the scripture that Mahaprasad is so sacred because it is the sweet remnants of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna that one must take it immediately with great reverence and devotion. Even if it is coming from a distant place, even if it is stale, it is the mercy of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. He explained that this is the perfection, the fulfillment of my mission. That even a hard-hearted, dry, logical scholar like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the sweetness of Krishna's prasad. So I'd like to read a few verses as this story goes on in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charanvine Nahi Janayan Bhaktivinu Sastira Ar Nakhore Vyakyan. From that day on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not know anything but the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from that day, he could explain the revealed scriptures only in accordance with the process of devotional service. Gopinatha Charya Tamra Vaishnava Tatekiya Hari Hari Balina Chihati Talidiya. Seeing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was firmly fixed in the cult of Vaishnavism, Gopinatha Acharya, his brother-in-law, began to dance, clap his hands, and chant Hari Hari. Aradina Bhattacharya Oila Darshane Jagannatha Nadideki Oila Prabhustane. The next day, the Bhattacharya went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. But before he reached the temple, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dandavata Kari Kaila Bahu Vidastuti Danya Kari Kahini Japurva Durmati. When he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya fell down to offer him respects. After offering various prayers to him, he spoke of his previous bad disposition with great humility. Bhakti sadam sresta sunite hoila aman, prabhu upadesha koila namasan kirtan. Then the Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Which item is most important in the execution of devotional service?" The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, halona steva, nasteva, nasteva, gatiranjata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, The only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. E slokera artha sunai la koriya vista sunivata charja mani hoile samatkar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately explained the Harinama verse of the Brihanaradiya Purana, and Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to hear his explanation. Gopinathacharya Bale Ami Purva Ke Kahila Sunabhattacharya Tomar Seta Kahila. Gopinathacharya reminded Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, "My dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place." Bhattacharya kahi thandra kari namaskari tomara sambande prabhu kripa hoila glore. Offering his obeisances to Gopinathacharya, the Bhattacharya said, "Because I am related to you and you are a devotee, by your mercy the Lord has shown mercy to me." Tumi Mahabhagavat Ami Tharka Ande Prabhu Kripa Koila Morai Tomara Sambande. You are a first-class devotee, whereas I am in the darkness of logical arguments. Because of your relationship with the Lord has bestowed his benediction upon me. Vinaya Sunitushke Prabhu Koila Alingan Kahila Yana Haraha Ishwara Darshan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with this humble statement. After embracing the Bhattacharya, he said, "Now go to see Lord Jagannath in the temple." Jagadananda Damodara Dui Sangelaya Gari Oila Bhattacharya Jagannatha Dekhiya. After visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya returned home with Jagadananda and Damodara. Uttama uttama prasada bahuta anila nijavi prahate dhui jana sangirila. The Bhattacharya brought large quantities of excellent food remnants blessed by Lord Jagannath. All this prasad was given to his own Brahmin servant along with Jagadananda and Damodar. Nijakrita dhui shloka likhiya thalipate prabhu ke diha bali dila Jagadananda hate. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya then composed two verses on the leaf of a palm tree. Giving the palm leaf to Jagadananda Prabhu, he requested him to deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu stane oiladune prasad patri laya mukunda datha patri nila harihate paya. Jagadananda and Damodar then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing him both the prasad and the palm leaf on which the verses were composed. But Mukunda Dat took the palm leaf from the hands of Jagadananda before he could deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dui shloka bahir bhite likhiya rakila thabe Jagadananda patri prabhu ke laya dhila. Mukunda Dat then copied the two verses on the wall outside the room. After this, Jagadananda took the palm leaf from Mukunda Dat and delivered it to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu sloka padipatra chandiya pelila bhikye dheki bhakta sabha sloka kanti kaila. As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the two verses, he immediately tore up the palm leaf. However, all the devotees read these verses on the outside wall, and they all kept them within their hearts. The verses read as follows. You see, what is happening is Sarvabhoma, in his pure devotion, after this extraordinary conversion, he has written two beautiful verses which reveals to the world the secret of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine mission, which reveals him to be the Supreme Lord Hari himself. And because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the role of a devotee, he would not tolerate anyone addressing him as God or revealing his secret identity as Krishna. This was his natural humility in the guise of a devotee, as well as his way of protecting the innocent from understanding who he really was. So, Jagadananda was told by Sarvabhauma, please deliver these verses to Lord Chaitanya. But Mukunda Dutt, he knew that these verses from the heart of such a pure soul who has received such intimate mercy from the Lord must be the most precious verses ever written. But he realized that if he glorifies Lord Chaitanya according to his divine realization, Lord Chaitanya will certainly tear up these verses and no one will ever be able to see them again. So therefore, he immediately, before giving them back to Jagadananda, he copied them on the wall so that all the devotees, for all time to come, could hear this glorification. And then he gave back those palm leaves, and Jagadananda brought it to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he read it, he tore it up into pieces and threw it away. And the devotees were so anxious to run outside and see what was written on the wall. What must it have invoked such transcendental emotion in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? These two verses are celebrated by all Gaudiya Vaishnavas as the essence of all descriptions of the true identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartham ekha purusha purana Sri Krishna chaitanya sharira dhari kripam budhiryasthamaham prapadye.
Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet.
Kalanastam bhakti yogam nijam jha pradus karatam krishna chaitanya nama avhira bhutasthasya padharavinde Gadham gadham liyatam chitta bringha.
Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost to the influence of time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself. This is also the case with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world as a disguised incarnation of Krishna, but his appearance is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and other Vedic scriptures. He appeared to teach the fallen souls in this material world, for in this age of Kali, almost everyone has become attached to fruitive and ritualistic activities and mental speculation. Consequently, there was a great need to revive the system of devotional service. The Lord himself personally came down disguised as a devotee so that the fallen populace might take advantage of the Lord's example. At the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advised complete surrender unto him, promising all protection to his devotee. Unfortunately, people are so fallen that they cannot accept the instructions of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Krishna returned with the same mission, but he executed it in a different way. As Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ordered us to surrender unto himself. But as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us how to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, he is praised by the Goswamis. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Lord Sri Krishna is certainly the personality of Godhead, but he is not as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna simply gave orders for one to become his devotee, manmana bhavamad bhakta, But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught the process of Krishna consciousness. If one wants to become a devotee of Krishna, he must first take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and other exalted devotees. E dui shloka bhakta kante ratnahar sarvabhomer kirti ghoshe dhaka vyadyakar. These two verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will always declare his name and fame as loudly as pounding drum, because they have become pearl necklaces around the necks of all devotees. Sarvabhauma hoila prabhur bhakta ekatan mahaprabhur seva vina nahi janayan. Indeed, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became an unalloyed devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not know anything but the service of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sachi Suta Guna Dhamma E Dhyana E Japa Laya E Anama. The Bhattacharya always chanted the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, son of Mother Sachi, and reservoir of all good qualities. Indeed, chanting the holy names became his meditation. In these verses by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the essence of the mission of the Lord is revealed. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshashtame ka purusha purana. That the Lord has come by his own example to teach us the three principles of Krishna consciousness. One is vairagya, which means to reject anything that is not favorable for devotional service. Rupa Goswami explains that whatever can be used in Krishna's service must be accepted. It is incomplete renunciation to give away something that can ordinarily be utilized for the glorification of the Lord. This is the principle which makes Krishna consciousness the fullest and richest philosophy, because it teaches us how to utilize each and everything in this world for its proper original source, which means service to Krishna. This is the essential purpose of everything that exists, to be utilized in devotional service. Therefore, vairagya, or perfect renunciation, means to give up the desire for sense gratification and to utilize everything for Krishna's sense gratification. Vairagya vidya. Vidya means knowledge. The highest and purest knowledge of truth, Krishna explains in the Gita, is to understand that all living beings are part of me, and that they are in me, and they are mine. Knowledge means to discriminate between matter and spirit. That we are not this body, we are the eternal soul. We are part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore, the function of our life is bhakti, devotional service. Vairagya vidya niji bhakti yoga. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this great gift of the process of Krishna consciousness. Lochandas Thakur, in his beautiful song, he explained Kevala Ananda Kanda, that this process of devotional service is very joyful. Simply chanting, dancing, feasting, simply glorifying Krishna in everything we do. Who would not be attracted to this process? Lochandas Thakur explained, only one who is being punished severely by Yamaraj will not be attracted to this process, because it is so sweet, it is so simple, it is so wonderful. Whatever we do as an offering of love to the most all-attractive, beautiful personality of Godhead. Who would not be attracted to the qualities of Krishna? Who would not be attracted to the pastimes of Krishna? Who would not want to surrender everything to the all-merciful, beautiful form
of Lord Sri Krishna.
Who would not want to taste
wonderful prasad cooked with love and devotion and offered to Sri Krishna?
Who would not want to dance with pure-hearted souls in jubilation, celebrating the coming of the Lord in the form of his holy name? And Rupa Goswami explains, who would not want to chant the two syllables Krishna? The two syllables Krishna, when they come from my tongue, I wish to have many, many tongues. One tongue is not enough to taste the infinite sweetness of the holy name. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Who would not be attracted to chant the name? And when that name enters into the ears with all of its sweetness, with all of its charm and beauty, we desire millions, billions of years. And when these two syllables, Krishna, enter into my heart, it conquers everything else within. Just like we read in the newspapers, recently the Allied forces, they conquered Kuwait. And after they conquered Kuwait, all the enemy Iraqi soldiers had to leave. They could not both remain there simultaneously. In the presence of this powerful army, they all left. They fled for their lives. And then the Allied forces put their flag of victory in a prominent place to make it clear to all that we have conquered. In the same way, the holy name conquers our hearts. When the holy name is chanted and heard submissively through our ears, when it enters into our heart, it conquers all the oppositions of material desires and attachments. They all must flee for their lives. They all must escape from our heart, from our consciousness. Then the flag of Harinam is implanted within the core of our heart. And then we understand the essence of life. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Where we always chant the holy name in great love. Who would not be attracted to such a process? This is the great gift of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has come to deliver freely Krishna's holy name and the process of chanting purely. He went into the streets, making it available for all, for following in his footsteps. Let us now arm ourselves with the divine ashra of the beauty of the Harinam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Let us go into the streets. Let us assist our spiritual master in his mission, that in every town and every village, the holy name of Krishna will be chanted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.